Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network. Question: are you keeping a dark secret? Let me tell you a story. After one feast, a guy comes up to me, and you could see that he had this look in his face that something was eating him up. And he said, "Brother Bo, I'm going to tell you something. I did not tell my wife about it." He said that last year he had a business trip and something happened between him and a girl. And he said it was purely physical. They never got in touch anymore after that happened. But he never told his wife. And you know, it just, even if it's been for a year now, he said that it's just really so heavy in his heart. And so he asked me what he should do. And so he said, you know, should I tell my wife? Or, you know, he really was grief stricken. And, you know, I told him, first thing I told him, congratulations. Of course, he got shocked. And he said, well, what are you talking about? And he said, congratulations, because your conscience is bothering you. You have a healthy conscience. Congratulations. There are people whose consciences are dead. And they do a bad thing and they're no longer bothered by it. And that's very problematic. No, you have a healthy conscience. Congratulations. So this is what you do. I said, whether you tell your wife is probably a yes, probably a no. That will need discernment. That will need discussion. And we can talk more about that. But first things first, have you gone to confession? And he said, he shook his head. No, you know, he hasn't gone to confession for years. And I told him, you go to confession and you confess it to God. You confess it to God and you confess it to a priest that represents, you know, the church. And you, because every sin is a public sin. Even if it's a private, you call it a private sin. No, it damages the body of Christ. Why am I sharing you this story? Because I want to ask you that question. Is there a dark secret in your life? Maybe a sin, maybe a wrongdoing that you have done, that you have not yet confessed, you have not yet exposed it to the presence of God's love and God's forgiveness. Allow the Lord to forgive you. And if you are Catholic, I will recommend that you go to confession. It is in the sacrament of confession where you receive not just God's forgiveness, but actually healing and the confirmation of God's forgiveness. People always ask me that question, Brother Bo, shouldn't I just go directly to God and confess my sins? Of course you should. Of course, there's no doubt about it. There's no debate about that. You go to God directly. Yes, but you also find in Scripture where Jesus says to his apostles, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Meaning to say, you know, Jesus gives the authority to spiritual leaders to also represent God's mercy to the world. And it's always so good. You know, human psychology will always tell you that it is good when there's another human being right in front of you who can pray for you, who can listen to you, and who can assure you of the forgiveness and mercy of God. In our gospel for today, Jesus says to live in the light. When you expose your sin to the light, what happens is it loses its power, it loses its urgency, and you have now, through God's grace, more power and control over it. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, help me to bring my wrongdoing to the light so that your light enters in my heart and dispels the darkness, and you will give me new life, and I receive your light. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Do you need someone to talk to? Do you want someone to pray with? My friend, we are here for you. Go to LOJ Pastoral Care in Facebook and message them through Messenger. Please know, you are not alone.